At the top of our program for 2 months, our first guest has been navigating highly publicized change at the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Dick Pefley's retirement was interrupted in mid-January when he was asked to serve as interim general manager of the city-owned utility after the sudden dismissal of Peter Lark. Pefley spent 38 years at the Board of Water and Light in several managerial positions and others, including executive director of operations, and once before as interim general manager. When he accepted the job, he commented, "I want to do what's best for the BWL and our customers in providing reliable water and electric service that customers can count on." So to shed some light on his 2 months back at the top of the BWL current state, welcome, Dick Pefley.
Thank you for having me this morning.
It's good to have you with us. There's been lots going on, and we think about the BWL on a regular basis here, like a lot of people in this area.
So. Not been a lot of time for sleep lately.
How much different is this second time around as interim GM from the first? It's easy to assume it's very different.
It is very different on a personal basis. I'm more relaxed now. I understand the company a little bit better after having a year at the top the last time. I have some specific goals and objectives I want to accomplish this time, all related to improving our customer service and building the trust of our residents as well as our outlying customers. I want to make sure that when they walk over in the morning and throw the switch on the wall, that they know their lights are going to come on. I don't want them nervous when every time a cloud comes over that a thunderstorm might interrupt their service. It's back to basics for us.
What are your highest priorities? I mean, if you assuming you have a short list. Mm-hmm. What's on that short list?
Short list is to make sure that our generation portfolio and our electric infrastructure is ready for the future. I believe that our water plants and steam plants are state-of-the-art. They've been rebuilt. They're ready to go. But on the electric side, we face a lot of challenges, and I want to tackle those challenges in the near future.
Those sound like the priorities that you would have regardless of the upheavals that the Board of Water and Light has gone through recently anyway. I would think any general manager would put that at the top of their list, regardless of, all of the Peter Lark drama aside.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Peter Lark, I mean, had, from what I've been led to believe, a significant amount of support from the rank and file of the utility. I mean, all throughout the organization. That's been my impression, at least. Do you feel like you enjoy that same kind of support?
Yes, there's about 740 people pushing behind, hoping that I will stay on and help them through this. The union is very, very supportive, as well as the non-bargaining staff. They are asking, on a daily basis if I'll stay and help lead them through this. Peter did enjoy that support also, but I've been part of them for almost 39 years.
When Peter Lark was fired, were you thinking you'd be approached to take over like this?
Yes, I was thinking that. Very brief. I didn't realize there was a turmoil until the last month or so, but I thought that I might be asked to step in again.
When did you first find out that what was going to happen was going to happen, and that they had their eye on you?
Well, really, it was just a few days prior to it, because when obviously I saw a special board meeting being called, I knew that probably wasn't good. That's actually more notice than I had last time. So,
you had less notice the time before?
I was going home to eat dinner, and one of the executives, Calvin Jones, asked. He says, "You better come into the boardroom." And I said, "Why? I don't attend board meetings," because I wasn't that level in the company. There was three layers of management or so above me. And so when I walked in, they said, "And congratulations, you're running the company." And my wife commented, "Don't we darn make these decisions together? I see it on the news." So I had more notice this time.
That's an amazing story. Was there any discussion of a longer tenure, or is there any discussion of a longer tenure? Anything more than interim?
What I've spoke to the commissioners about is I will stay on as long as they need. I'm part of this community. I'm part of this company. If they need my assistance in any capacity, I'm here for the long haul. Even though I'm present 39 years, I think it's time to give back. You know, they supported me when I needed a paycheck and was raising a family. Now it's time to give back to the company and the community. So I'm here for the long haul.
Do you think serving in a longer capacity, in a more permanent capacity, might become important to you, or would you still prefer to be an interim GM?
I will, if the commissioners decide that they'd like to do a search immediately, then I will apply for the job. If they want to run an interim position for a year and let things settle, I'll stay there. And at the time that the year is up, we'll see how things worked out and make a decision then on a long-term commitment.
That's a pretty flexible attitude. Dick Pefley is interim general manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. I want to get your response to Stephen Reed's stories in yesterday's Lansing State Journal. The story suggests that the board didn't realize that there was a cost increase totaling $3.6 million for refurbishing BWL headquarters in the Peter Lark budget that commissioners approved last summer. Do you know exactly what happened there?
Absolutely. I was in charge of most of the capital side of the company, and you put placeholders in years out for projects just so you can manage your long-term cash flow, and there was a placeholder put in, and then when it got approved as the placeholder, when you look at the projects, sometimes they say, that's less than what we thought in a remodel. Okay, you're going to do a remodel, and it was approximately $8 million. Then they come and are asked, what if we do the window? It makes sense maybe do windows and insulation, and you drive the price increases, and then you get the new increased price approved. What I think, what I know would be different in my administration is that approval was done by the commissioners, but it's in a capital project that probably has a couple hundred line items, you know, so to see the increase, you have to really dig into it, and I think that when there's an increase like that, you need to highlight that to the commissioners. You know, say, hey, this project has the scope has changed. It'll be completed under the new budget, on time and on budget. And conversely, if a project is budgeted for a lot of money and it comes in for less, you need to highlight it and explain, did you not do what you were going to do or what changed? It's not meant to be a gotcha. You know, you don't want to bury that stuff. And I'm very transparent in my administration. I don't have anything to hide.
The paper reported yesterday that Mr. Lark violated utility policy when he did that, when he neglected to inform the board of that increase. Quote, board notification is triggered if the cost of a capital project increases by 15% or by $200,000. It's your understanding that constitutes a violation of utility policy as well?
It is murky on how this was done, and we shouldn't be in this position to start with. The general manager needs to keep the board informed on changes like that, whether it violates the policy or not. Obviously, if it violates the policy, you do. But if it's a substantial change, you need to inform your bosses, so to speak. That's how I've always operated. You know, I don't want gotchas for them, and I don't want them having surprises or somebody in the community come up and ask them this, and they're not informed.
On a more practical level, should it have forced a reconsideration of the remodeling?
No, I don't think so, because to put the original amount of the budget money in there and have an exterior that wasn't up to energy standards and things like that, I don't think made sense.
So the $3.6 million is a justifiable expense. It just should have been a lot more apparent that this was a part of the budget.
Absolutely.
Is what you're saying.
Absolutely. The cost per square foot to remodel the building was still very reasonable overall.
Dick Pefley, interim general manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light, is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. Mr. Lark appears to have been at fault here, but this is also generating some criticism of the board. People are wondering, and people have been wondering, about the competence of the board. Has the competence of the BWL board gone down since you were interim GM back in 07?
I don't know. The current board is highly competent, but they can only make informed decisions when they have proper input. bad input makes for bad output. And it is the general manager's job to make sure the board is informed so that they can make an informed decision. And that's what I intend to do with them. They meet on a regular basis. I encourage them to send me questions when I can respond to them and all the board members on the questions so that they're informed. I want them to have all the information they need so that they can respond to these kinds of questions from our constituents.
People have commented that the idea of a citizen board overseeing a utility in particular is simply more challenging than being a board member of any number of other organizations, that some knowledge and some insight into utilities ought to be more of a prerequisite for sitting on the BWL board. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that if you don't have utility knowledge, you're sitting on there, you're going to ask some questions that a typical person like myself that's been there for 39 years may not have thought about. I think diversity in a board is good.
Have you embarked has a search process been launched for a permanent GM?
That's going to be discussed in Tuesday's HR meeting at the board.
Okay. You're also at work on a new budget, which always sounds challenging. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we're right in the middle of our budgeting process, and we're doing everything we can to mitigate any rate increases. We know how people are struggling. The economy's coming back. We don't want to put a damper on that by raising our rates, but we also have to make sure that we can maintain our reliability and with our four utilities.
Is a potential $900,000 payout to Peter Lark accounted for in the budget? How do you deal or prepare for that potential development when you're budgeting?
I believe that at this stage that's covered by insurance, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Was the board's decision to fire Peter Lark with cause appropriate,
that's,
in your opinion?
You know, I wasn't privy to any of those discussions, so I'd be making an uninformed decision on that.
Now, shortly after you took over, you fired Assistant GM Susan Devon. Can I ask you why she had to go?
Sure. I've been through 8 management changes at the board. I know what works. I know what doesn't work. And I thought it was time to get a CFO with private sector experience. I want somebody to come into my office that came from the private sector and say, Dick, why are you doing things this way? Like I said, I've been there 39 years. Maybe I'm entrenched in doing things every day the same way, and I don't want to do that. And Heather Shawada Cook is in my office saying, well, we don't do that in the private sector. And the private sector, they have to survive on making money. And I want the board to be more nimble and be able to move fast.
One more quick question before you go, Dick Pefley. Will you play any role as interim GM in what Mayor Brunero has referred to as just overly generous contracts of GMs at the Board of Water and Light?
I was hired in a union and was there for a few years, and I've been at will for 30-plus years. I'm not nervous at being at will.
So you would be Virg Brunero's kind of guy in playing a role at making these contracts less generous?
Absolutely.
You're in agreement with the mayor, broadly, on that goal?
Correct.
Okay. We could talk for 25 more minutes. We appreciate your coming in here today. Dick Pefley is interim general manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. We'll have you back. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good luck.